Now, Christmas can be a wonderful time of year. For many of us, the decorations, the food, the presents, time with family and friends is a true joy. I love the story of the father who asked his small daughter months in advance what she would like for Christmas. And rather shyly, she said that what she would really like was a little brother. Well, months later, on Christmas Eve, to everyone's delight, her mother came home from hospital with a baby boy. The next year, when the father asked her again what she would like for Christmas, the girl smiled sweetly and said, "Well, if it wouldn't be too much trouble for Mummy, what I would really like is a horse." Well, even if you have demanding children at home who are not quite clear on where Christmas presents come from, Christmas can be a wonderful time of year. But it can also be a difficult time. I know for many it's a time of worries about money. It can be a time where grief and loneliness are especially painful, and a time of stressful arguments. In fact, I guess that most of us here will know someone for whom Christmas is very difficult. That's why I'm so pleased that we can take some time this evening to focus on the one at the centre of it all, on the baby laid in a manger, and on the true message of Christmas. You see, grasping the true message of Christmas, it gives us real comfort in the difficulties, and it helps the joys of Christmas last for the whole year. Now, I'm drawing today on the third reading, which we heard. It's the reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, where an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. And in that reading, we're given two names for the baby who would come. Two names that point to two parts of the true message of Christmas. And part of that reading is actually printed there on the order of service. Let me read this part to us once again. The angel said to Joseph, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So what is at the heart of Christmas? First of all, Christmas is about friendship. But I'm not just talking about friendship with one another, wonderful as that is, but about something far more valuable than that. Christmas is about friendship with God. That's what the baby's name or nickname, Emmanuel, points to. Matthew says they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. That first Christmas, God himself entered our world, born as a baby, to be God with us, so that we can know him. The story is told of a Persian king who loved his people. He wanted to be close to the ordinary people of his kingdom so that they could really know him. So each night, this noble king would take off his fine robes, he'd take off his rings and his jeweled turban, and he would go down to the palace bakery, where dressed as a common labourer, he would work the night shift. He came into the world of the ordinary people. He shared in their struggles so that they could know him, so that they could have friendship. Well, that first Christmas, the Son of God, who is the King of Kings, came down into our world. He shared in our struggles so that we can know him and have friendship with him. And it's not just a fairy tale. It happened at a real time and in a real place. Eyewitnesses who knew Jesus as a man wrote the gospel accounts of his life, and they record his unabashed claims to be God with us. He said, for example, "If anyone has seen me, he has seen the Father." And uniquely, he backed it up with his life. Those eyewitnesses describe his unfailing compassion for the poor and the outcast. He shows us the very love of God. And they record his teaching, which tells us the very wisdom of God. And they speak of his astonishing power to heal the sick, even to rise from the dead, showing the power of God. Jesus lived a unique life that changed the world. And those who know us Those who knew him tell us that the reason was he was God with us. Now, I know sometimes any mention of God can make us frustrated. We sometimes feel as if God is hiding from us, like some kind of reclusive celebrity hiding in his gated mansion. But the good news of Christmas is that God is not hiding. In love, he came into our world in the person of his Son. He joined us in the joys and the pains of life. And he did it so that we can know him. God doesn't have to be a stranger this Christmas. Christmas is about friendship. Friendship with God. There's another part as well to the meaning of Christmas. Not only is it about friendship, but second of all, Christmas is about forgiveness. But again, I don't just mean you forgiving me or me forgiving you, vital as that is, but something far more important. Christmas is about forgiveness from God. And that's what the baby's name Jesus points to. The name literally means God saves. So the angel said to Joseph, you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Now that word sin can sound so old-fashioned. I think often we think it means eating one mince pie too many or sitting up late on a work night. But actually sin is turning away from God. A friend of mine who is quite old now visits schools to speak about Christianity. And in one of his talks, there was a sixth former who was making it clear in every way that he was far too cool to be there. And as soon as my friend finished speaking, the sixth former put up his hand to ask a question. And he said, sir, what is your worst ever sin? And then he sat back to watch the speaker squirm. Well, my friend paused for a moment and he replied, well, my worst ever sin is the same as your worst ever sin. Now the sixth former was worried. How much does the old man know? How much is he going to say? My friend continued, my worst sin is the same as yours. I've turned away from God. And he went on to explain that God made us and he gives us everything we have. And that God made us to live in a relationship with him, to know his love and to love and obey him in return. But that we all turn away from God. At times we just ignore him. At other times we choose to do the things we sense he doesn't want us to do. We choose to go our own way without him. And in the process we damage ourselves, we hurt each other, we reject the relationship with God that we were made for. And actually the Bible tells us that this is so serious. Because when we die, unless we are forgiven, we cannot expect to be welcomed into heaven. But actually to face God's just judgment, separation from him, and for all his good gifts forever. Because again and again, we've turned away from God. And actually, that's why it's such good news for me and for all of us that Christmas is about forgiveness. Remember what the angel said to Joseph, you're to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.